We're talking about the Iker Toisha Bracha that the person made the Birchas Hamazon was fresh wine. But everyone who wants to drink a little bit, it's a Din L'Chatchila, a drink from the Kosher Bracha. So over here, we're talking about the other ones have wine in front of them, but it was wine they drank from before. So that won't count for being part of the Kosher Bracha unless he puts a little bit of his wine, which is not poking into it. If there was only one cup of wine, and the Baruch made a bracha and he drank from it, so the leftovers is poking, there's no problem, because since this was part of the original Kosher Bracha, then it doesn't lose its status by the fact that he drank from it. Okay, it's a Kiddush also. If you take wine from the Mekadosh, if you drank from it, what you drink is considered still part of the Kosher Bracha. I think that over there, Shulchan Aruch said like the first sheet, that if you're drinking from Kiddush, if you have wine in front of you, it has to be wine which is not poking. Nobody drank from it. Sifei, im hichzir yain shel kois poking le kankan, yain shel kankan kosher, and yishim le kamo kamo potl. If he drank the cup and he spills the leftover back into the bottle that had the wine in it, that wine is still good because we say whatever came into it gets bottled. You have to have a majority of wine in the original bottle. If you're pouring more wine into that which is left in the bottle, the amount that you're pouring back is more than that which is there, then it can't be bottled below. This is also only b'diav l'chili, should not do this. Therefore, there's another eitzah involved. V'chol matakin ha'kreis pogim ha'yidei sh'yosifu mat yayin v'afil ha'yidei sh'yosifu mat alav mayim miskan. There's another way to matakin wine which is pogim, add a little fresh wine into the cup that somebody drank from, and now that wine is kosher. If you want to put it back into the big bottle, you can put it back into the big bottle, because it's all kosher l'chili wine for Kiddush. If you don't have any other wine, the only wine is wine that somebody drank from, you can use it. Now, the mitzvah is supposed to have a full cup. So, the way you make a full cup is either pour what's the leftovers into a smaller cup, and then you'll have a full cup. Whereas the other eitzah is making any object you put into the cup, of course, it's right to the top, it's good enough to make it a full cup. It's not good enough to attack the tegima. If it's spoken, then you have to either put wine or waters into it. It says, in this case, that you cannot be mitakin the wine, because you don't have any more wine there, and the wine is pogum. If there's a mile to put into another cup that's just smaller, so to look more full, that's also a partial tikkun to the began. A cup which is used for Kiddush, Hadolah, because the Muslim should be washed inside and outside, in Hunoki. If it's clean, there's no leftovers of crumbs and things inside of it, you don't have to wash it out. Mishra says even so, that is a good thing to wash it out, unless it's mamish, sparkling, shining, clean. If you wash it very, very well before and you put it in a closed area, then that's good enough. Those days they used to add water to the wine. Today we don't do it. In those days, we would fill the cup partially up to the bracha of Noidelecha, and then when you get to that bracha, you fill up the cup at Shevacha Oritz. Since the second bracha is the bracha on Eretz Yisrael, that's the time that you would add the water to it. Ramos says, Yishayim Mayayin Eino Chazak Eretz Yisrael Mosel, which is basically the meaning today, we don't put water into the wine because the wine is not so strong. Chenogim Eil Arotz. Yishayim Menachobet Hashem Bracha. Should take it out of the barrel, close to the bracha. This is the lechatchila. It should be poured from the stores, the same bracha. Because I'll tell you, the near the lidon she'ein lanu ha'ba yayin, and so if I have a shofle min ha'kankan, the shoyim of ha'yayin, the same bracha. It should pour it out of the bottom, the same bracha, the chavis of ha'tavke, and not be disabled, because she bracha me'alenu, she mole ha'kol gdo yisof. When you, any kosher of bracha, you fill to the top. Mishmur says, some fill it mamish to the top, and usually trips over, and others hold that it's enough that it's close to the top, doesn't have to be that high, there's a good chance it's going to spill over. If it's not filled to the top, it's not ma'akev, as long as you have a reviyas of wine in the cup. So if you have a big cup and you can't fill it up, you can still make it.